What is the theme? Sorry? God's faithfulness. Yes. What is the scripture reference? Time and again you are watching in your emblem, it is there. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. I will read it for you. This is the word God has given to us to celebrate this 40th year. Verse 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you are trudging through this great wilderness. This 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. So once again, God reminded me, we found on this word, and prepare your word for today, titled, Remembering God's Faithfulness. Indeed, all of us, we remember. I can say that in this time, it is a reminder to remember God's faithfulness. So once again, I love to you to remember the word, the scripture, verse 7. There are four things I have noticed, and I would like to go with that. As we gather together with grateful hearts, we have every reason to look back and say, God has been faithful. God has been faithful to us. To you personally, to your family, wherever the areas you can imagine or think about, remember. In your workplace, in your family, in the studies of your children, future of your children, God was faithful. That faithfulness is not only to an individual or as a family, that shows God's faithfulness to this church as well. Amen? Why? We are one body. We are one family. So these scriptures, every promise is applicable for every one of us. So personalize this promise for yourselves as too. So here, 2:7 is a beautiful reminder of God's faithfulness to His people. It was about Israel. Israel had walked through a great wilderness for 40 years. It was not an easy journey. 40 years journey is not at all an easy journey. There were challenges, uncertainties, disappointments, and difficult seasons. Yet, when God looked at their journey, He could say, I have blessed you. Just keep open your Bible to Deuteronomy 2:7. What it says about, for the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. If it is true in your life, you should have certainly said amen to that. Acknowledging the faithfulness of our God. So be with me as we are proceeding further. So here, we can remember and acknowledge and say that I have blessed you, I have known your journey, I have been with you, you have lacked nothing. When God looked at the journey, He could say that, I have blessed you. And that is our testimony too today. As a brother and sister testify, and the center of that testimony is God's faithfulness. As we look back over our lives and the journey of our church, we can see that the fingerprints of God everywhere. Today, I want us to remember four truths about our faithful God. Number one, our God blesses us. Our God blesses us. That is the first part of the scripture. The Lord, your God, has blessed you in all the works of your hand. Every blessing we have received ultimately comes from the gracious hand of our God. James 1:17 confirms that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Our breath, our strength, families, provisions, church, opportunities, and every testimony and gifts from our gracious Father. Amen? We can look back and remember the opportunity He has given us, the doors He has opened, the prayers He has answered, the people He has brought into our lives, and the testimonies He has given us. Sometimes we notice the big blessings, but we can easily forget the everyday mercies of God. The breath we breathe, the strength we have, our families, our church, our provisions, and even the opportunities to together and worship Him are blessings from our God. Amen? God does not merely know where we are going. He knew every step of our journey. How many of you believe that? And even some time back, we also heard that our life on this earth is a journey. So in our spiritual journey, or even in your physical journey, God has been with us. So that's why it's very simple to understand. In our physical journey, we came all the way from our destination. You know about our destination from our homeland. We came all the way from there to here, landed here in this country. There are several churches in this country. How we entered in this house, the Bread of Life Fellowship, that too is a journey. Some people have taken the hard way to enter. Some people straight away they enter here. So in our physical journey or in the spiritual journey, and throughout, God who led us, who was with us, now we are with Him. It is God blessed us. Acknowledge that it is God's blessing. If you believe, say amen to that.
Amen.
That's true. I am blessed. God has brought me here. So in that case, I have all the reason to say, God has blessed me. I cannot say it in one word. As the Israelites were led 40 years with the grace of God, God has been with me in the past 40 years in this church to minister. So here, the Bible says, Psalm 103 verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Count the blessings of God. So please, take your Bible and check the scriptures And we are not presenting the full scriptures today. And better you take it down. And that's why the slide will remain there continually for you to take down the references. So the danger is not that God stops blessing. The danger is that we stop remembering His blessings. So as individuals and as a church family, let us look back and say, 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12, thus far the Lord has helped us. I cannot say God has helped this and that. All of us, we know from our life how much, how far God helped us. Helped you in your personal living. Amen? Secondly, from the same scripture, our God knows us. Where it is from your in this scripture? He says, secondly, He knows you are trudging through this great wilderness. God knows us. First thing, God blessed us as a church. Secondly, God knows us. So this statement is deeply personal. He knows you are trudging through this great wilderness. God did not merely know where Israel was going. He knew their walking. He knew every step. He knew their struggles. He knew their victories. He knew their disappointments. He knew when they were weak. He knew when they were discouraged. He knew every part of their wilderness journey. That's what we understand and learn from our lives too. So if we are still in a journey, God confirms us today. He knew our every step, our struggles, our victories, disappointments, our weaknesses, or even a discouraged situation in the wilderness of your journey. And the same God knows us today. There are things about our journey that nobody else knows, but God knows it. Our journey is not stagnant, but our journey will continue. That's why it is a journey. There are prayers we have never spoken aloud. There are burdens we have carried silently, not sharing with others. There are tears nobody has seen, but you know about it. There are battles that others may never understand. But the God knew every step. He knew the struggles and the victories, the disappointments, the weaknesses and the discouragements. He knew every part of their wilderness journey. And this is not only true of Israel, it is true of us today. Amen? As the promise says that Psalm 139:1-3, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Nobody acknowledges here. So don't you believe that God knows about your sitting and your standing? What is not only your position now, what is in your heart? God knows it. Do you believe that?
Yes.
He is our God. That's why he told the Israelites, God knows them. We acknowledge and accept today, God knows me. Thank you. So, thine eyes did see my substance, yet, being imperfect and in thy book of all my members where it is written, he knows where we are today. God knows where we are today.
Amen.
What is our stand? What is our need? What we are thinking about the future? God knows it. But we have our own thoughts, our own desires. But God will make it true according to his will, his purpose, in his time. And he knows where he is taking us. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Many times we have gone through this scripture. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, to give you an unexpected end. What a comfort it is to know that we are not walking through life unnoticed. Always we have been watched, and always God has been with us. He is not only known us, he himself will be with us. So God, who knows our destination, also knows every step of our journey. He knows our treading through the wilderness, and because he knows us, we can trust him. Thirdly, our God has been with us. Perhaps the most precious part of this verse is, God has been with you. God did not promise Israel that they would never have a wilderness, but he promised them his presence in the wilderness. Do you believe that? Yes. The 40 years God was with them. When the circumstances changed, God did not change. Malachi 3:6 confirms, for I am the Lord, I change not. When the path was uncertain, God remained present with them. Secondly, when the path was uncertain, God remained present. Isaiah 42:16 confirms, I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in path they have not known. When they were weak, he reminded their strength. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. When they did not know what was ahead of them, he continued to lead them. And when we look back at our own lives and the journey of our church, we can say the same thing. God has been with us. There were seasons when we wondered how things work out. There were moments when the future seems uncertain. There were times when we did not understand what God was doing. But today, we can look back and say, God was there. The reason we are here today is not because we were always strong. It is because God has always been faithful. That's why we are here. So he is a promise-keeping God. He will never abandon his children. So when we remember God's faithfulness, let us not only remember what he has done for us, let us remember that he himself has been with us. Exodus 33:15, very famous, very familiar promise. What it says? Then he said to him, Moses, to God, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us out from here. Is it not true? So Moses was not asking God anything, but his very presence he was seeking. So this is externally powerful for your message, because Moses essentially says, Lord, I don't want the destination, the blessings or promise without your presence. So his presence is greater than the blessings. His presence is greater than the provisions. His presence is greater than even the answer to our prayers. Moses understood it when he said, if your presence does not go with me, do not bring up here. What a greatest blessing, his very presence. What a greatest provision, his presence. What do we need most for tomorrow? His presence. Because if God is with us, we can face whatever lies ahead of it. So I have many testimonies in relation to this word, how I sought the Lord, his presence, but because of the time I cannot proceed further. But here, continually, the Lord has never left us alone. The Lord has faithfully provided for us. Even though we do not seek his provision, only seeking his presence, along with that, God thus provided everything to us. That's why this church stands firm in this foreign land to glorify his name. That's why we are all be together. So, four things we learn from this scripture. What are they? As we celebrate another season of God's goodness, let us never forget where our help comes from. Not our strength, not our wisdom, not our ability, but God's grace and God's faithfulness. We are hearing in this season testimony after testimony, and all those things confirms about God's faithfulness alone. Don't think of their abilities or strength and power of anybody, or God's provision, God's faithfulness. So here, let us therefore remember in these scriptures, number one, God blesses us. Number two, God knows us. Three, God has been with us. Four, God will provide for us. Amen. Something I missed, but in this situation, we should look behind about what God has been to us. God was faithful. And what is before us? We look forward, and what God has kept before us is, today as we stand here, living as a testimonies of His faithfulness, we look forward with confidence. Deuteronomy 2:7 was not only about looking back, it also gave Israel confidence to move forward. And that is the message, a part of the message today. We look forward. We are not stayed that, okay, we have come across 40 years. Yes, God has been faithful in the past 40 years. And what is before us, we remember that faithfulness of our God and thanking God for the 40 years. That is the part of the celebration. Why we separated 4 days to celebrate the faithfulness of our God is thanking God for His faithfulness. Amen. At the same time, the message for us in the future is God gives us the confidence to move forward. And it is not the end. We are all expected to move forward. As the confidence to move forward is, we know the God who holds our future. That was the promise. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. That will be the promise. So, not with our own strength, not with our own wisdom, whether it is an individual or as a collectively as a leaders or as a members, but it is God who takes us. It is God's faithfulness. So we don't know everything that tomorrow will bring, but we know that the God who was faithful yesterday will still be faithful tomorrow. The God who was provided before will provide again. Philippians 4:19. The God who guided us before will guide us again. The God who was with us before will remain with us forever. The God who brought us this far will not abandon us now. So let our testimony be, the Lord has been good to us. Can we say that? The God has been good to us? Our God is faithful. We have confidence in our faithful God. And He will continually guide us and lead us. And Nehemiah 9:21, He sustained us and we lack nothing. Philippians 4:19, Jehovah Jireh, who is our provider. Genesis 22:14-2. And He knows what we truly need. We may have many wants, time and again we are reminded, but God knows our need. He will provide all our needs according to riches in His glory. So His ways are higher than ours. Trust in Him with the future. And the same God who led us in the past 40 years, He will continually lead us in the future, because our future is not in with us, that is in our God. May God bless you all.